Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It should be noted it's not official yet, but President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the Supreme Court of the United States.
When you become a judge, you take an oath to look only at the law in deciding your cases, that you set aside your personal views about the circumstances, the defendants, or anything else.
Two sources from familiar with the Biden nomination process told Politico, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be his selection. Ukrainian President Zelensky posted on social media that he was not afraid to engage in talks with Russia if it could halt the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, the Kremlin announced Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin is prepared to send a delegation to negotiate with Ukrainian officials over Ukraine's neutral status. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three Minneapolis police officers were found guilty of violating the civil rights of George Floyd.
Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in the May 25th, 2020 killing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Russia's violence against Ukraine has triggered sanctions against the country from Western leaders, but ejecting Russia from the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, or SWIFT, network could cripple Russia's economy. But on Thursday, the United States and the European Union opted not to cut Russia off from SWIFT at this time. Thanks for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the Russian war against its neighbor continues, Lviv, Ukraine resident and media spokesperson for Lviv, Melania Podolyak on Fox News, gives her account.
The last 24 hours have been extremely difficult, and that has actually nothing to do with being here on the ground. Everything is relatively okay here, except for the air raid sirens that we heard every morning, but we are prepared. People know what to do, so it's fine. We have run into more issues concerning supplying our military and whatnot. I am currently helping fundraising for Ukrainian military, and we've run into an issue of Patreon blocking one of the pages, one of our biggest military funds charity that we have all been collecting money for, so that was a problem. Then also an issue of radioactive dust being risen by the military equipment in the region has been quite stressful around here even, but we're again, staying calm and hoping for the best. People are collected. People are relatively calm. Yes, there are lines through ATMs and banks, and that is completely justified. However, there's produce in the stores, so we are getting prepared, basically.
President Biden on Thursday levied more economic and technology sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ordering the deployment of thousands of additional troops to NATO allied Germany, and declaring that America will stand up to Russia's Vladimir Putin. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If we're going to maintain democracy, we must get this country back on track, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Mike Hill is going to join us in just a moment, the former Florida state legislator, former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy grad, and proponent of election integrity. Let's bring him on right now. Mike Hill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is a somber time, a serious time, Mike Hill. Our president, Joe Biden, is now a wartime president.
Bill, it's a sad state of affairs that what we have is this incompetent, inept, and demonstrably feckless president who has led us into this situation. This did not happen under President Trump. No, shape or form, even though everything was in place for it to happen under President Trump. But now that Trump is gone and we have this incompetent Biden regime in office, not just Biden, but everyone around him, the Secretary of State, Secretary of War, all of them are incompetent. They demonstrated that incompetence when they were a part of the Obama administration.
Exactly.
So Biden just brings them all along again, including Susan Rice, you know, the whole cabal. Mm-hmm. They all come along, and Putin saw an opportunity there that was not available when Trump was president, so he took it.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, the deep state is deeper than people realize and much more complicated. I mean, look what they did. They resisted a legally elected president that did so many good things for the American people, and they couldn't stand it. And you imagine if he'd had any kind of cooperation whatsoever, what our GDP would have looked like, what the international community, what peace in the Middle East would have looked like today had Donald Trump, you know, if there was a fair election, let's put it that way. And, you know, it had been a different thing altogether. But look at this is what this cabal gave us. They effected a coup in this country, and they're all responsible for it. From the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, even Rhino Republicans who went along to get along, and all these other people who, according to Peter Schweitzer, now we find out quite clearly how they've sold us out. They've sold our jobs. They have made deals, backroom deals, with the communist Chinese. And it's no wonder our democracy is under threat right now, and how we're being so miserably misrepresented, Mike.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. You know, and what we see going on in Ukraine right now is portends for something even more dangerous, because that could embolden China to want to make their move to take Taiwan. But this is what I just don't understand, Bill. Here's Russia and here's China both of them already have huge land mass. They already have huge access to resources. Why on earth do you need to take more unless it is to satisfy your ego, maniacal desire to have more and more? It's like it's insatiable of what they want. When all they have to do is just properly manage what they have. But here's the thing, Bill, you can't. Under a dictatorship, under a totalitarian regime where the people are not free, your economy cannot prosper. That's just pure and simple. People have to be free in order for prosperity to come about. You know, Biden said the other day that Russia is a formidable military presence. Well, yeah, they are. When you compare them to, let's say, Brazil or Argentina or whoever, but it is not the same Russia as the old USSR, the Soviet Union, which did have a tremendously huge military presence, even though even back then they were not strong economically. And they are even weaker now than they were back then. Their GDP compared to the U.S. is minuscule. We dwarf them by a factor of 10 in terms of our GDP and economic power. So I know that the Biden administration has done some things to cut off access to investments and banking and so forth with Russia. They need to do more. But here's the other thing. When he does that, when Biden cuts off that that economic access to Russia, he is also hurting U.S. citizens
exactly.
who have investment in Russia. So, again, his incompetence is glaring. Everyone can see it now on full display. And what it is doing, it is causing a catastrophe around the world.
Yeah, when you say full display, we don't mean F-U-L-L. It's more like F-O-O-L, sadly. And you're exactly right. The suffering is going to be felt here in the United States, and this is just the beginning. And people will, people will deal with suffering. We've gone through it. You know, our country's history, as recent as World War II, people understood because they understood the plan and we were all on the same page. In this particular case, it is so complicated and so confusing and doesn't make sense whatsoever. Because what happened, even in World War II, we were on a mission. Everybody understood what needed to happen, especially after we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. We needed to get ships in the water. We were on a mission to turn things around and be able to go in the shipbuilding business and to expedite the plan to get ships in the water as quickly as possible because we had to rebuild our Navy. On down the line, we had everybody all on the same page. We had rosy riveters. Everybody was all in. Right now, it's a bit confusing because, unfortunately, we have a leader who does not know how to rally the troops, much less rally the leadership in Europe, because what they have done is they've contributed to the coffers of Russia by buying their oil. And look what they've done, since President Biden canceled our energy independence and basically gave it to the Russians. You know, thank you very much. It's a windfall profit, and this is what he's using. He's using that windfall profit to execute this war on Ukraine.
Bill, you are exactly right. And when Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline for only one reason, to appease the radical left and their insane desire to have green energy, to not use what they call fossil fuels. And so he cancels the Keystone Pipeline, which at the time, we were not only energy independent, we were exporting energy. And what that allowed, and here was Trump, who said, no, you're not going to open that Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany. So he says, no, you're not going to do that. And Germany, don't worry about it. We'll send you our oil. Well, Biden gets in office. He cancels the Keystone Pipeline and approves the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And by the way, of all the sanctions that Biden has done so far, he has not stopped that Nord Stream pipeline, which he has the power to do. That would cut off Russia's oil. and therefore cut off their money supply, and could come bring this whole thing to a grinding halt very quickly.
Right.
And let Russia know, hey, get your hands off Ukraine. Get your hands off that territory.
Exactly.
And we'll turn it back on.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Mike Hill after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, what's becoming quite obvious, not only to we the people, but the world, is that we need a wartime president, and we don't have one. And we don't even have a team
that allies with this president, this administration, that gives us any sense of confidence that they know what they're doing. I mean, we have a vice president who gives us this word salad the other day after being on the world stage to represent the United States in leadership to help lead the rest of the world into this mission against Russia to understand what to do. And she comes out and says, well, we know that sanctions work and they're going to come down heavy on Putin, and he's going to change his evil ways, so to speak. Okay, that's my version of it. And then you get the president who says, we knew from the very beginning that sanctions wouldn't work. Well, what is it, Mike Hill? Do sanctions work or they don't work? This just undermines any level of credibility and sense of confidence. This is why the American people are in majority numbers are just turning their backs on this president. I mean, this is not a good thing at a time when we need a leader, not only for America, but for the world.
That's right, Bill. You know, coming out of the administration are conflicting statements. First from Kamala Harris, we're saying we know sanctions work. And then almost simultaneously, here's Biden saying, here's a quote from Biden. No one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening. Putin's not going to say, oh, my God, the sanctions are coming. So here we have conflicting statements coming out of this inept regime, and our enemies are taking advantage of that because they know that the incompetence is there, and there's nothing they can do about it, nothing at all. Now, they have started some sanctions. They need to go further. They need to go further with those sanctions, such as cutting off Russia from the SWIFT.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, that SWIFT bank.
That should have already been done. I mean, to demonstrate that we were serious, that we were united. But evidently, the leadership of our country, and you got to put it on Joe Biden. He's the one you've got. That's what leadership does. Leadership brings you to those areas that are needed, that you know that will work, even though these other countries are hesitant to do so, because they're going to feel some pain. Because Russia is going to retaliate, but that's the nature of democracy, is that, you know, we're all in and we're all going to feel some level of pain depending on our level of participation. And you just cannot mitigate pain and just think that you're going to not get it, because it's kind of like, Mike, it's that old Pennzoil commercial. Remember he used to say, you can pay me now or pay me later? This is the same thing, okay? If we do it now, look, it is painful, but it's to varying degrees. Later, it gets much more complicated. It's like we refuse to deal with the pain early on with Ukraine. Now we're going to have to deal with this situation with Putin now in control of Ukraine, really knocking at the doors of NATO nations. So what's next?
That's right, Bill. You know, so after Putin becoming emboldened enough to go to Ukraine, he might say, okay, we see how weak NATO is right now. Maybe I can just go further. What's to stop him at this point? Now, when Trump was in office, none of this was happening. And that is why China so desperately wanted Trump out of office. What Trump was doing was hurting China economically in a very real way. They were feeling that. By the way,
well, there were sanctions on China. They were paying us, what, something like $400 billion a year in sanctions, right? That he had leveled. That Joe Biden, as soon as he took over office, says, that's off the table.
Right. He removed it.
Yeah.
Insane. And they knew that. That's why China, I believe, this is my opinion, China was involved with stealing this election.
Of course they were. No doubt.
From Trump. Because they wanted Biden back in office because he removed those sanctions, which, by the way, was crippling China. Mm-hmm. China's economy is not and was not as strong as everyone thought. China's economy, again, when it is based on totalitarianism, on dictatorship, when people are not free, that is a weak economy by mm-hmm. definition. People
exactly.
have to be free to prosper. So China here, it was walking on the brink. Trump was ready to bring them down, and they knew it. In four more years, he would have brought them to their knees. But instead, We get Biden and this feckless administration, totally incompetent.
Mm-hmm. But they own Biden. They own Biden and the family. I mean, between Hunter and all the stories that are coming out with Hunter's laptop by Miranda Devine, Peter Schweitzer's reporting on it in his book Red Handed. I mean, it's the ultimate quid pro quo. I mean, Joe Biden and his family has sold out American interest, and all these other elected officials, and, you know, people like LeBron James even. I mean, they're all right. Bending a knee to the CCP at the expense of the American people. And it's like, wait a minute here. I mean, it's no wonder. That's why when the Chinese contingent, if you remember when they came and they met with Blinken and everything, and they slapped down Blinken and just said, no, you're not going to pontificate to us. We know who you are. In other words, we know how dirty you are. They could only say it in their language, of course, and the interpreter was, I mean, I would have loved to have gotten the true interpretation of what the Chinese contingent was saying, word for word, verbatim, of how they were slapping down the American, like, you've never seen this before, Mike. I mean, how embarrassing. But it's all representative, and it's true of what they know America to be. Is it don't, you know, you think we're dirty? We know you guys. You're very dirty, including your president that we just got elected, you know, that got him elected, you know, to be president. So why don't you just sit down and you listen to us?
That's right. And, Bill, you mentioned it earlier during our discussion. It's not just Biden, but it's the whole cabal. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, they are all compromised. And here's the thing. So what's the goal? Where are we headed towards this? It's headed towards a one-world government. We all know that Biden is not making these decisions. He's not doing this on his own. He's taking orders. And it's probably coming from Obama and others from his administration. But then where is Obama getting his orders from? It's from the Council on Foreign Relations. Mm-hmm. It is part of the New World Order. And a number of people who are in the Biden administration right now are members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Of course, right.
It is a cabal that wants to establish a one-world government. That's where they're headed right now. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the conflict is, who's going to be in charge of this one-world government? We have this egomaniac, Putin, saying, I want to be. We have
President Xi Jinping
in China saying, no, I want to be. And here's compromised Biden say, well, you two fight it out. I don't care. You just keep paying my family. It's
right.
Outrageous, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. And the American people, they're slowly but surely waking up to this. But again, as you said, this cabal that includes the mainstream media. The mainstream media have violated their right to exist and the principles of the First Amendment right. We need them to do their job, and they've abandoned and are missing in action. And what they have done is absolute treason, I believe, you know, to the principles of democracy, Mike.
Well, they absolutely have. So what we need is an alternate media, which I believe is sprouting up. Mm-hmm. Your show, Bill, you do an excellent job of doing what our media is not doing. We have different platforms that are coming up that are taking the place of big tech, who, by the way, is all along with this cabal. You know, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of them are part of this cabal. So we have alternate sources and sites that are coming up, such as Gitter and Parler and Rumble and Clout Hub. So American people are resilient.
Exactly.
We are a people who will not just sit back and take it.
Interesting, Mike, that they cancel a former president. We're talking social media oligarchs, but yet the communists in Russia still have access to Twitter and Facebook. What does that say?
That's right.
Wow. I mean, this is how dangerous this has become. Democracy is not free, ladies and gentlemen. It demands courage. And these are the times that try men's souls. Mike Hill, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend.
Bill, Bill, thank you so much.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It should be noted it's not official yet, but President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the Supreme Court of the United States.
When you become a judge, you take an oath to look only at the law in deciding your cases, that you set aside your personal views about the circumstances, the defendants, or anything else.
Two sources familiar with the Biden nomination process told Politico, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be his selection. Ukrainian President Zelensky posted on social media that he was not afraid to engage in talks with Russia if it could halt the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, the Kremlin announced Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin is prepared to send a delegation to negotiate with Ukrainian officials over Ukraine's neutral status. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ready or not, we're going to talk about the truth of Black Lives Matter martyrs. In his latest salvo in the battle for America's survival, David Horowitz exposes the racial hoax that is spawning riots and dividing the nation, examining the 26 most notorious cases of police racism, from Trayvon Martin to Michael Brown to George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. David demonstrates that Black Lives Matter has lied about every one of them in its quest to undermine law and order, fuel race hatred, and destroy America. David Horowitz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
David, always an honor to have you here because you're a truth teller. And your background in dealing with lies and then coming to the truth in such a way, this has really motivated you to champion the deception that has been thrust upon the American people for decades.
I think it's the fact that I was brought up on the left and fought the civil rights battles on the good side. Not that only leftists supported civil rights, but what the left did back in the 60s. It gives me, I don't know what you call it, the credentials to speak openly. People are afraid of calling the shots as they see them because they're afraid of being called racist.
Right.
And although, of course, I've been called a racist a lot,
Well, also, David, when you get to yeah, but when you get to our age, it just doesn't, it matters so little anymore. Because, you know, then we can really be committed to the truth because we see what lies do and how they get people on the wrong track. And it's very dangerous. Go ahead.
Black Lives Matter is a criminal organization. Its leaders should all be in jail. They're pathological liars. And they've incited, I've taken ads on Facebook, which simply say, Black Lives Matter lied. 973 police died. That's the number. I was shocked to find out that's the number of police have been killed since the death of the drug addict George Floyd, a lifetime criminal. And the whole thing is based on the lie that there's some kind of a race war against blacks. Mm-hmm. Blacks are the most protected people in the country at the present time.
Right.
You can't say boo to a black without getting canceled in some way, shape, or fashion. The fact of the matter is there was no racial dimension, none, to the death of George Floyd. First of all, we just had three officers convicted of violating the civil rights of George Floyd. One of them's an Asian minority, the other's black.
Yeah.
And joined the Minneapolis police force to strengthen its relations with the black community. Also, there was no evidence whatsoever brought out at the trial of the officer Derek Chauvin with the infamous knee on the neck of Floyd. Not one piece of evidence that this guy was a racist. He was married to a woman of color. I happen to be an Asian, but racists don't cross racial lines.
David, for a minute here, let's pause for just a minute.
People do not know this fact, Bill.
Right.
When the trial was concluded, Keith Ellison, who spent 10 years as a spokesman for the Louis Farrakhan, the biggest black racist in the country, is the attorney general for the state of Minnesota. He was also the chairman of the Democrat National Committee at one point. This guy, Keith Ellison, was interviewed by 60 Minutes, and he was asked, was there a racial dimension to the death of George Floyd? And his answer was, no, we couldn't find one.
Wow.
And you know damn well he looked.
Yes.
So the whole thing is a hoax. There isn't an open season on blacks. There are a couple of cases which are tragic. The case of Ahmaud Arbery is legitimately a racist. These guys were racist, but they were convicted. And, you know, they're going to die in jail. But all the other cases, not all of them, but the vast majority of them were cases of career criminals armed and resisting arrest. That's how Michael Brown got killed. He wasn't armed, but he was charging the cops. How do we know he was charging this cop, Darryl Wilson? Because six blacks eyewitnesses testified to the grand jury that he was charging him to get his gun when he was shot. And Obama's Justice Department, Eric Holder, led a two-month investigation of the case and exonerated the police officer. And yet you still hear people, well, there's a Netflix film that says hands up, don't shoot.
Exactly.
Which is what the criminal who assisted Michael Brown in strong-arming an Asian shopkeeper, that's why he was being arrested, or they were attempting to arrest him. He's the guy who came up with that lie.
Yeah.
And it's repeated everywhere on the left.
Well, the other thing, too, David, the other thing, too, they conveniently forget is Mike Brown reached into the patrol car and tried to grab Wilson's service revolver, fired a round in the car. And then afterwards was when there was a confrontation. Are you kidding me? I mean, you go after an officer's service revolver and you fire a round and then you just walk off and then after that you charge the officer? But no, we can't talk about that, right?
No, and we can't talk about the fact that Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist operation. Look, last week, one of their activists named Quintez Brown, who was treated as a rising star by the Obamas and other people on the left, walked into the mayoral candidate, Craig Greenberg's office in Louisville, fired five shots in an attempt to assassinate him. The next day, Black Lives Matter is putting up a $100,000 bond to get this assassin out of jail. That shows you what their mentality is.
Exactly. No, this is, you're exactly right. Black Lives Matter lied.
Yes, I got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Biden is just appointed a few days ago, Minion Moore, to advise him on the appointment of his Supreme Court, the black female that he's going to put on the Supreme Court. Minion Moore is a director of the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation.
Wow.
And a raving racist. She's very close to Kimberly Crenshaw, the creator of critical race theory, and was a political consulting promoting it. And what does critical race theory say? It says that America was white supremacist. Our constitutional order was a white supremacist order from the get-go. And therefore, our institutions and laws, nobody should respect them because they have a racist origin. That's the position of the person whom Biden appoints as an advisor for our Supreme Court justice. I mean, the symbolism is unbelievable when you consider that the Supreme Court is there to protect our constitutional framework. And this is a woman who wants to destroy it.
Well, and that has been the movement of the Democratic Party for a long time, is they want to get rid of our U.S. Constitution. It is a problem. They ignore it in so many ways already, David Horowitz. We've got more from David and his latest book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Stay with us, just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, this is the power of the truth. The truth keeps hope alive, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we pursue it, no matter where it leads. David Horowitz is with us, and we're talking about the lies of Black Lives Matter. And if you go back, David, as you and I have discussed before, the origins really goes back to the Trayvon Martin case. And to this day, disgustingly, why Benjamin Crump is still an attorney is beyond me. I mean, because he was all part of the lie, and then look what happened. Look at how many people were murdered afterwards, and as they were being shot, they were told, this is for Trayvon, right? How many times did we hear that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the reason there are 973 dead police officers, which is a national tragedy, is because when you whip up hate, what Black Lives Matter has done is create a national lynch mob. What is a lynching? A lynching is people impatient with the justice system declare the verdict in advance of the investigation or the trial and then carry out the punishment. And that's what Black Lives Matter is about. If you're a white cop and you're involved in a shooting incident with a black criminal, you're going to be the Black Lives Matter will send out the mob to intimidate everybody and demand that you be charged with murder.
Right.
Which is what they did. I mean, the idea that Chauvin, the cop with the knee on the neck, set out to kill. There's no proof that he set out to kill George Floyd. Yeah, you can't choke somebody with a knee on the side of the neck. That's the way it was a practice of the Minneapolis Police Department, which is headed by a black officer, a black police chief. Mm-hmm. Anybody involved in the criminal justice system with any authority in Minnesota is a Democrat. That was a leftist.
Right.
Why they had no problem with it, because it was tried, I forget it, 400 or 500 times in the previous 5 years. Nobody ever died. Mm-hmm. Because you to choke somebody, you have to get their windpipe, which is in the front.
Right.
On the side are just these vessels. And so you stop the blood to the brain and you cause them to pass out. So there was no intent to kill this guy, yet he's been convicted of a murder.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a fair trial when, you know, you have a congresswoman like Maxine Waters running into the state and saying, guilty, guilty, guilty. And you have the president of the United States say he was praying for a right verdict. And you have people threatening jurors. If they, you know, every juror knows that if they acquit the cops, there's going to be a riot that's going to kill people and burn their city down. This is what the Ku Klux Klan did in its heyday.
Well, it's kind of amazing, David, when you think that for how many years blacks said, look at people were going to jail without due process, some even going to death row as a result. And here they are. It's like the tables have turned, a full 180. And now they're doing it to a police officer. When I look at it, David, I see that. The officer, he's kind of keeping an eye on this crowd that's surrounding him at the time. And he couldn't, be focused on, hey, let's get George Floyd back in the car again and deal with that. I mean, he's keeping his eyes open to see, okay, am I going to get jumped and attacked here by this crowd?
Yeah, and this guy had 4 times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. That's how he died. It's such a travesty.
And then we pay his family, what, $70 million or something like that? Some incredible amount of money?
No.
70, how much money?
It was bad, but it was $27
million.
Breonna Taylor's family. Breonna Taylor, they're hanging a police officer in Louisville now. Mm-hmm. In the death of Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor was a criminal accomplice to a major drug dealer dealing heroin into the ghetto, poisoning blacks. In other words,
mm-hmm.
she gave her mailing address, let him use her mailing address as part of his distribution center. She used her bank account to hide his criminal earnings, as it were. And she's dead. I mean, Oprah Winfrey and all these brain-dead celebrities, or they're actually just racists,
mm-hmm.
Say she was killed in her sleep. No, she wasn't. She was in a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
It was pitch black because it was after midnight when they did the raid. And they did the raid on 5 houses suspected of being part of this drug dealer's distribution ring. And her boyfriend shot a cop.
Yeah.
And, you know, when a cop gets shot in a situation like this, they have what they call pray and spray. You just fire away in the hope that you'll kill the person who's trying to kill you first. And she happened to be standing in front of, this boyfriend is who got her killed.
Well, what a coward.
Innocent. Her family got $12 million. It's these leftists, they just steal the money. You know, unfortunately, people are foolish enough to believe their rhetoric about social justice and all that crap.
Hey, David, let me ask you something about Black Lives Matter. Why are so many churches getting behind this? I'm a Catholic churches. I mean, evangelical churches. What is the deal here? I mean, this on its surface and right away. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out this is one big lie.
Yeah, well, there's a leftist movement in the churches. It's really, the Jesuits have been a problem since the 16th century, but the evangelical movement, there's a left-wing, these Marxists and communists who evidently haven't read the Bible very carefully.
Right.
Because the root cause of all social evils is us. I mean, that's what the Garden of Eden story tells you.
Right, exactly.
That, you know, we lived in the a better paradise than the left is promising.
Mm. Well, they never can deliver, never will be able
justice,
to.
But the one injunction was you can't want to do evil. You can't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm.
And that's what they did.
Yep.
The snake said, "You shall be as gods." Every leftist thinks of themselves as the party of a god that's going to change the world. It can't change the world because the people you are mobilizing to change it are the same people who cause it to be a mess.
David, what do you think? What do you think, Doctor?
Look at these Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're criminal cartels of the Biden family and the Clinton
right.
family.
Mm-hmm.
They're just thieves.
Yes.
We're crying out tears. So, you know, how are they going to save us?
No. Well, and you look at what's happening with Ukraine right now, and the Biden family and the Clinton family and their foundations are all part and parcel. And, you know, they've partaken in the ill-gotten booty at the expense of the Ukrainian people, and now they're soon to be no more.
Well, you never can tell. I mean, these demonstrations in Russia are just great.
Yes.
You just don't know what's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, leftists, they're so arrogant and stupid. They're always saying they're on the right side of history, as though history has a side.
Right.
There's never been a worse century for human suffering, probably, than the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
History isn't marching, you know, towards social justice. And history doesn't have a direction. It's what we make of it. It can
right.
go either way.
Exactly right. I agree. Well, especially when you have these rails of support that are supposed to be in operation, holding them accountable. I'm talking about whether it's every level of media, social media, our supposed free press and that. They've done us no service. I mean, we're going to look back in history and see how they've been missing in action and how they've contributed to this evil cabal that is an attack on freedom and democracy.
We have a racist government and an anti-American one. I mean, Biden won't lift a finger in defense of this country. And having that border, I mean, blowing up the southern border tells you everything you need to know about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
It's just terrible. There's so much blood on this guy's hands already. We've never had such a terrible, evil president. You know, people are a little reluctant to use that kind of language. But
I think people are saying more and more, David. Look at the numbers. I mean, what, 60% of America says he's done nothing for us? I mean, the polling on this president, and dangerously, he's now become a wartime president when we need, we need solid leadership, and the suit is empty, David.
Yeah, this is a guy who's appointing racists in the Supreme Court. Just awful.
Well, David Horowitz
anyway,
has been our...
I hope people will take a look. You can always get a sample on the Kindle.
Yeah. And we're going to link the book at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there. I mean, believe it or not, I know the left says, you know, you shouldn't believe your lying eyes, but it's too obvious, and we can no longer live with that. Thank you, David.
You're like most Americans.
Thank you, man.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.